Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here we are in Season 5 using the Sfornos commentary with the translation and explanatory notes by Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in 116, Aleph Tet Zayin. Rabbi Gamaliel, how you are? We move over to Rabbi Gamaliel. Rabbi Gamaliel used to say, "Asei lecha rav, accept a teacher upon yourself." Another Mishnah teaches us to make sure to make yourself a teacher and acquire yourself a friend. The difference being, we'll talk about that also in that Mishnah itself, if we didn't touch on it beforehand, that you have to do whatever you can to make a teacher for yourself. You can't acquire a teacher. You can't acquire a rabbi. You can't buy off a rabbi. You can't pay off a rabbi. You could acquire a friend, pay off a friend. You could acquire a friend, quote unquote, not even the best kind of friend, obviously. But you could get a friend in such a way, but you can't do that with a rabbi. A rabbi needs to be someone who's going to morally guide you, who's going to spiritually uplift you, and is going to bring you and give you ideas and show you how to navigate your life. If you're going to buy someone like that, it's not going to be good. You need to really make for yourself a teacher. Here to accept a teacher for yourself. The histolic manosophic, when you have a teacher, you could ask him the questions. You have a role model, you have a spiritual mentor, you have a rabbi to talk to. You can make sure you don't have uncertainty. You can make sure that your answers come to the questions that you have and that you don't just fudge it around, and you make sure to say the right things and to make sure to learn the right things and do the right things. And that's by having a teacher, by having someone who can guide you, having someone that can lead you throughout your life. Everyone needs a spiritual role model, a teacher, a rabbi, a mentor. The Sfarno points out, even though the Talmud states, HaRotze la'asos k'divri b'sha me'osa k'divri b'shil osa m'mneshe she'elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Whoever wants to follow the decision of Beishama can do so. Whoever wants to follow that of Beishil can do so. Both are the words of Hashem. Nonetheless, it is fitting for you to choose one particular teacher whose decisions and rulings you will always follow. In this manner, you will remove yourself from the uncertainty of halachic disagreements, so that you will not sometimes follow the decision of one authority and other times follow the decision of the other. For in regards to such an individual, the sages in Erevin said regarding him, the verse says, "V'haksil b'choshech halech." A fool walks in darkness, and that comes from Koheles. The notes point out, at first glance, the advice of Rabbi Gamaliel to accept a teacher seems repetitious, since Yeshua ben Prachi already advised us to do this in Mishnah 6. So back in Mishnah 6, we talked about the idea of making a rabbi and acquiring a friend, the difference being you have to make the rabbi. And that's what I mean when you see the other episode where we talk about it at length also. But here, the Bartender explains that the Mishnah refers to choosing a single halachic authority from who to receive psak halacha, practical legal rulings, while the earlier Mishnah urges one to choose a single person from whom to learn Torah. The Sforno links this Mishnah with the preceding ones, which cite the words of Hillel and Shammai. Therefore, he interprets the advice of Rabbi Gamaliel as referring to the historic halacha division between these two major schools of thought. The Mishnah teaches that although the opinions of both the schools of Hillel and Shammai are well-founded and authoritative, one may not choose to follow the rulings of one school of thought for certain issues and the rulings of the other for different issues. The Gemara actually in Rosh Hashanah pointed this out the other day. Rather, one must accept one or the other school of thought fully and regard it as the ultimate authority regarding all areas of Torah law. Sforno also says, don't make a habit of taking tithes by estimating instead of measuring. The last part of the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah talks about how you have to not only have the teacher remove yourself from uncertainty, do not make a habit of taking tithes by estimating instead of measuring. You have the role model, you have the teacher to guide you. He's going to make sure to tell you how much tzedakah to give, how much of your time to give, how to do this, how to do that. If you have questions in the mishpacha, or you have questions in different things, he's going to tell you, and don't estimate, he'll tell you exactly what to do. Sforno explains Rabbi Gamaliel's warning against estimating the amount of tithes to take from one's crops, which seemingly is a contradiction of the rabbinic dictums, aser b'shvil tishtetit asher, because we know it says in the Torah, aser ta'aser. Why? Because that's the only way we could test Hashem. If we give tzedakah, we say, Hashem, I'm asking you, I'm testing you, now I give tzedakah, give me more money, please. That's what it means. Tithe in order you become wealthy, the Gemara points out in Tanis. And ain habracha metzui ela bedavar hasamoy min ha'ayim. Blessing is to be found only in that which is hidden from the eyes, Gemara Tanis points out. A person may therefore conclude that it would be preferable to tithe by estimating rather than by measuring, since according to the sages, an exact count actually diminishes the blessing that will reside upon one's crops. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel teaches us that the laws of tithing demand that one measure the amount, since estimating may result in a serious infraction of halacha, cause one to eat tevel or untithed food. So make sure you have yourself a supreme ruling authority, a rabbi, a mentor, a guide for you. He'll make sure that you're taken away from uncertainty. He'll make sure that you have a habit of taking the right tithes, giving the right tzedakah, giving the right amount. And for someone who's too poor to give tzedakah, someone who's too much debt, he'll tell you what to do, advise you what to do, and he'll figure out what to do for you. That's why it's so important to have a role model, a spiritual mentor, someone to guide you, someone to take you along the path of life to know the next exactly what to do in the right way. Join us next time as we talk about being raised upon the sages and what the best trait to have from that is here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.